Our scripture reading is Isaiah chapter 9, beginning at verse 1. I'm actually going to continue reading over to verse 3 of chapter 10. You'll find this in your pew Bible on page 729. Now, this passage, a very familiar passage to Christians, I dare say. It's often read at Christmas time. For to us a child is given, a son is given, a child is born. But we need to remember the connection all the way back in chapter 7. You remember King Ahaz was going to commit idolatry because he needed to get out of a fix, he thought. He needed an army, and he was going to hire that army from Assyria. And Isaiah confronts him not to do that. Trust in the Lord. If you don't, you will not stand. And God will give you a sign. Well, he didn't want a sign. And then he says, here's the sign you'll get. The virgin will be with child. And that continues now into chapter 9, where that is worked out. And we're shown here some of the great statements, some of the great prophecies of the birth of Jesus. His ministry would begin in the land of Zebulun and of Naphtali. That's exactly where it did start. That's where Nazareth was, where Jesus was raised. It would be called Galilee of the Nations or Galilee of the Gentiles. When Isaiah wrote this, there were not Gentiles in Galilee. But by the time that Jesus was born and ministered in Galilee, it was considerably populated by Greeks and other Gentiles. He would be of the house of David. Now, here's what's interesting. If you read these very specific prophecies of the birth of Jesus as God's son, these prophecies are written 700 years beforehand. We actually have manuscripts of Isaiah to about 300 B.C. Nobody would doubt that. What does it mean if there's these remarkable predictions and prophecies in great detail, and then they actually come true 700 years later? What it means is that the Bible is true, that the Bible is God's word. This is why Christians believe, because we find ourselves compelled by the inward ministry of the Spirit, that this is the truth of God and concerning the Lord Jesus. And a wonderful statement, so beloved of all that he will be. He will be wonderful counselor, mighty God. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. And yet, as you continue reading, you're reminded that the gospel not only brings good news to believers, it also tells bad news to sinners who will not repent, who will not believe. Jesus comes to save his people, but in the end, he will return to judge them. And the rest of the chapter is very stark. This is a picture of the downfall of the northern kingdom of Israel. It's going to be torn apart by the judgment and wrath of God on their sins. And there's a statement that keeps being made here. You'll see it in verse 12. For all this, his anger has not turned away, and his hand is stretched out still. And so there's terrible judgments to fall them. Is God satisfied? No, it's not done yet. And then there's more terrible judgments. It's not done yet. On and on it goes. His wrath is everlasting on sin. Well, how much we need the child who was born, a light shining on this land of darkness where God's wrath will fall because of sin. He's a holy God. We need to embrace the heir of David and enter his kingdom and be saved. Well, listen now to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at Isaiah 9:1. But there will be no gloom for her who was in anguish. In the former time, he brought into contempt the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the latter time, he has made glorious the way by the sea, the land beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the nations. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the trampling warrior in battle tumult and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, a son. To us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace, there will be no end on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The Lord has sent a word against Jacob, and it will fall on Israel. And all the people will know, Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, who say in pride and in arrogance of heart, the bricks have fallen, but we will build with dress stones. The sycamores have been cut down, but we will put cedars in their place. But the Lord raises the adversaries of Rezin against him and stirs up his enemies. The Syrians on the east and the Philistines on the west devour Israel with an open mouth. For all this, his anger has not turned away, and his hand is stretched out still. The people did not turn to him who struck them, nor inquire of the Lord of hosts. So the Lord cut off from Israel head and tail, palm branch and reed in one day. The elder and honored man is the head, and the prophet who teaches lies is the tail. For those who guide this people have been leading them astray, and those who are guided by them are swallowed up. Therefore the Lord does not rejoice over their young men, and he has no compassion on their fatherless and widows, for everyone is godless and an evildoer, and every mouth speaks folly. For all this, his anger has not turned away, and his hand is stretched out still. For wickedness burns like a fire. It consumes briars and thorns. It kindles the thickets of the forest, and they roll upward in a column of smoke. Through the wrath of the Lord of hosts, the land is scorched, and the people are like fuel for the fire. No one spares another. They slice meat on the right, but are still hungry. They devour on the left, but are not satisfied. Each devours the flesh of his own arm. Manasseh devours Ephraim, and Ephraim devours Manasseh. Together they are against Judah. For all this, his anger has not turned away, and his hand is stretched out still. Woe to those who decree iniquitous decrees, and the writers who keep writing oppression to turn aside the needy from justice and to rob the poor of my people of their right, that widows may be their spoil and that they may make the fatherless their prey. What will you do on the day of judgment, in the ruin that will come from afar? To whom will you flee for help, and where will you leave your wealth? Nothing remains but to crouch among the prisoners or fall among the slain. For all this, his anger has not turned away, and his hand is stretched out still. May God be praised through the reading and the hearing of his holy word. Amen.